Okay, good morning, everyone. As has become our practice here in this year, we try before Yom Tov to switch over to discuss Lomdei Shanyonim before each Yom Tov, and we try to make it a little bit Negei Halacha L'Maaseh, but predominantly our focus is on straight-up Lomdeis. So Mr. Shem will continue that pattern this morning as well. And Mr. Shem, this Tuesday night we're going to be discussing in our Halacha Shir, we're going to be discussing what you need to know when Purim falls out on Friday. And we'll hopefully tackle, apparently someone just came to me this morning and was telling me there's a new movement in a couple of communities that are going to try to do the Pyrus Mappa trick. They're going to try to take their Suda and switch it over into the Friday night meal with it and break in between. You got to be pretty creative. Again, it's not practical for me with little kids, but maybe we'll discuss that option and we'll discuss the timing of the Suda and some other things. And Mitzvah Wednesday night, we will be discussing Parshas HaShavua and in Yoni Purim. So we'll try to cover both those in Mr. Shem on our Wednesday night. I apologize, last week I was a little bit under the weather, a little sore throat, maybe too much use of the throat, not enough relaxing it. But as when people ask me, how do I feel? I said nothing that 2 weeks in Florida couldn't cure, but I didn't get 2 weeks in Florida, a couple hours in bed, did the same job. In any case, so that's Mr. Shem this week. We'll be covering that. And Mr. Shem next Sunday, hopefully by then everyone will be sobered up. It gives you a...
Rabbi, with all due respect, two weeks in Florida...
Ah, okay, Michael, lost you.
Rabbi, could you hear me?
I don't know, it depends what you're going to say.
Did you hear me?
It depends what you're going to say, Michael.
Well, I said nowadays, 2 weeks, I'll tell you right now, 2 weeks in Florida ain't going to make a difference, because with Zoom, it's worldwide, so it goes all over the place, so it doesn't help.
I hear you, it's a good point. But in Mr. Shem, so Sunday morning, we'll be back to our regular Gemara Shir. By then, hopefully everyone is sobered up and everyone is ready to get back to work. Okay, again, I don't want to spend too much time on the Parsha, Parsha's Truma. We had a share on it a few years ago. Obviously, there's a lot to talk about in Parsha's Truma and Parsha's Zohar, I'm sure you've all heard. But again, if I could just make any point clear to those that are listening, is obviously Parsha's Truma is all about giving. Giving the Truma, giving the donations. We as a nation, we as a people are defined by our good traits. And one of our good traits is giving, is opening up our hearts and giving to those that are less fortunate. And this is the time of the year when it comes, and I'm not making a pitch for myself or for anyone. I'm just giving a pitch for Klal Yisrael. As we know, Matanos Avyonim are one of the Mahus of the Yom Tov. In other years, we've discussed the importance of Matanos Avyonim. We'll mention a little bit this morning. But that's because Klal Yisrael, when they were about to die and realized that they were saved, they realized that what it really means to be alive is really to give to others. That's why the whole Yom Tov of Purim is structured around giving. Matanos Avyonim, Mishalach Manos, the whole Yom Tov is structured about giving, because when they realized that they were almost annihilated, they realized that what does it mean to be alive? We don't live for ourselves, we live for others. And this is a realization that the Jewish people realized when they were on the brink of death. You know, it's hard to say it this way, but it's true. You know, Haman was the Hitler of his time. He was unsuccessful. Sadly enough, Hitler was too successful, not completely successful, because as Reb Chaim Moser pointed out, he was not successful in reaching American shore because of the tzedakah that the American Jews were giving at that time. But he really wanted to annihilate, and it was really a gift of life. And the Jewish people realized, and Anshe Knesset Gedolah instituted for future generations, that the gift of life is about giving to others. And that's why I know this year it's a little harder for everyone. Everyone took a little bit of a hit, some much larger, some people were wiped out financially this year because of COVID. Some people made a lot of money because of COVID. But the financial situation is definitely in a bit of a precarious situation this year. But we should try our best to be mekayim the mitzvahs of Matanos Avyonim, the famous Rambam. The Rambam says the person should try to spend more money on Matanos Avyonim than he does on all other the mitzvahs Hayim. So just to mention that is an important, that's really what it means to be a Yid. A Yid is all about giving. I know we're going from Purim to Pesach. These are all Yom Tovim that cost a lot of money, but they're also Yom Tovim we have the opportunity. We have Moschitim, Matanos Avyonim, Machzor Shah. These are all chances for us to give back to Shah Kadosh Baruch Hu. We realize that what does it mean to be alive? We don't live for ourselves. Of course, we give to our children and our family first, but we realize we're here to give to His children as well. I just want to dedicate today's shir is for the yard site of David Pollack's mother, whose yard site is on Shushan Purim, Elka Bas Remoisha. I did not have the pleasure of meeting her, but I know David very well, and I got to know him over the years, as well as his children. And his mother must have been a very special woman. She must have been a really, really special woman. I know that together with David's father, they were very active with the Jewish community in Florida in the early years. Now Florida is the most popular place to live in the world. But it wasn't so popular then when David's parents lived in Miami and they had the chance to host many Gedolim and Rosh Hashivas. David will often tell me stories about them. And it's she must have been a very, very special woman because she left a beautiful legacy of children and grandchildren that are following in the ways of Hashem and being pillars of their communities. And really, it's an unbelievable schus for her neshama, for all that her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren are doing. And Mirtz Hashem, our learning today should be a schus for her Aliyah's neshama, which is taking place in Mirtz Hashem on Shushan Parim. Also, today's learning is a schus Rafu Shleimo for Chaim Yishuv Ben Hendel, as well as Reb David Cohen. I don't know, Michael, how's Reb David Cohen doing?
Baruch Hashem is better. He had a mini stroke, and Baruch Hashem.
Okay.
In fact, he was already joking soon afterwards, and Baruch Hashem, he's on the road to recovery. Fantastic. They're hoping not to have any long-term damage. By the way, now that David's not on the phone, yeah, I'll add in one more little pitch. Because you will know, and being that David's not on the phone, so I will just tell you that David was also involved, besides many local organizations, one this morning that's having a virtual breakfast is Tomchei Shabbos.
Oh, wow.
David was one of the founders of this in the five towns almost 30 years ago.
Beautiful.
So if anyone can help contribute,
thank
it would
you,
be
Michael.
Greatly appreciated.
That should be
all right, I'm done with my sales pitch.
That should be
if I could add one name, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Shimon Avraham Ben Chaya Masha
for Rafu Shalema. Again, as well as David Cohen, he needs Baruch Hashem. I'm happy to hear David Cohen is on the road to recovery, but I'm sure he can use our tefillos. David ben Esther Malka, b'soich sha'ar chayli Yisrael. Okay, everybody, so let's get to work tonight. So today's topic is a little bit off the beaten path, but it's interesting and it's exciting, I hope, nonetheless. The topic for today is called Bircha Shechiyonu al Mitzvah Sayin. We know that Purim is full of mitzvahs. It's a short day. This year it's even shorter because it's Friday. But it's a short day, Purim, but it's a day really jam-packed with mitzvahs. What are some of the mitzvahs hayoyim that we have on Purim? So obviously we know we have Megillah, we have Mishloach Manos, we have Matas Avyoinim, and we have Sudas Purim, and you probably have a mitzvah of drinking as well. All of those topics we've discussed separately in other shiurim. They're all posted. You can go take a listen if you want to know more about any of those topics. But today I want to focus on a little bit, a different issue. The issue of Shechiyonu on these mitzvahs. We know that we make a Shechiyonu on a mitzvah that comes mizman lezman. Gemara in Erevin, again, I didn't photocopy it, but the Gemara in Erevin tells us that we make a Shechiyonu on a mitzvah that comes mizman lezman. A mitzvah that we don't have very frequently, that comes infrequently, we make a bracha on it, a Shechiyonu. Whenever there is no Shechiyonu on such a bracha, the question is always raised, why is there no Shechiyonu on this bracha? And there are different examples of them that have. There's a discussion by Bris Milah, there's a discussion by Pinyin HaBen, there's a discussion by Bir Chometz, why there's no Shechiyonu, by Sfir Sa'ayimah, there's a question of why there's no Shechiyonu. Many, many mitzvahs that we have that don't have a Shechiyonu, and there's always a question, why is there no Shechiyonu? So what I want to discuss today is what we're all familiar with, because we all read the Mishnah Berurah and we've all heard it in Shul, that we have in mind when we make the Shechiyonu on the Megillah, to have in mind the Mitzvah Sayyid. But that's not as simple as it looks. So let's start from the beginning. Source number one. The Mechaber Paskens in Shulchan Aruch, we mentioned this, I think, 2 years ago we had a shir on this topic, about whether or not you make a new Shechiyonu on the Megillah Purim day, or do you only make one Purim night. So we discussed heavily Shitas HaTaisus, Dav Dalet, Amar Aleph, in Meseches Megillah. We're not going to discuss it again today, but we will just reference the halacha. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, HaKairis HaMegillah Mevarech Lofaneo Sholosh Brachas HaMikra Megillah She'asa Nisim V'Shechiyonu. A person reads the Megillah, he makes three brachas, Mikra Megillah, She'asa Nisim, and Shechiyonu. We mentioned this in the past, but there's a famous Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes, how do you pronounce the last bracha? She'achiyonu V'kimonu V'giyonu L'zman Hazeh. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins. He says you're supposed to say Lizman Hazeh. Very few people say Lizman Hazeh, but that's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. You're supposed to say Lizman Hazeh. So Shulchan Aruch writes, we make three brachas on the Megillah, but ubiyoyim inechayzu mevarach shachyanu. But you don't make another shachyanu during the day, because you already did it. You did the mitzvah once for the first time, and therefore it's no longer an exciting new mitzvah that you haven't done Lizman Hazeh. It does not get a new shachyanu. Says the Ramah, no, we make a bracha shechiyonu during the day as well. And that's the practice in all our cities. So this is a classical machlokes rishonim between the Bali HaTosfos, Rambam and Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. We discussed it all at length, alumnus. We will not come back to it. But what is important for us is that according to the Mechaber, you make a Shechiyonu only at the Megillah at night. There is no Shechiyonu during the day. While for the Ramah, for us, Achinu B'nai Ashkenaz, we make the Bracha during the night, Megillah, and we'll make the Shechiyonu again during the day, Megillah. Now, why is this important? Because let's take a look at number two, the Magen Avraham. Says the Magen Avraham, V'yichavim bebircha shechiyanu gamkin al mishleach monois usudas purim shein gamkin mitzvahs. Says the Magen Avraham, that when you make shechiyanu on purim, you should have in mind the mitzvahs hayoyim, such as mishleach monois v'sudas purim. So what's the obvious kasha? He left out Matanas of Yainim. Why did the Magen Avraham leave a Matanas of Yainim? He only mentioned Sudas Purim and Mishloach Manos. What happened to Matanas of Yainim? So we mentioned this in a previous year when we discussed Matanas of Yainim at length, because it's a famous Chakira. Is Matanas of Yainim a special mitzvah Purim? Or Matanas of Yainim is a general mitzvah tztaka which was geared specifically to Purim? So there's a famous Chakira. We discussed this at length in previous shurim. If Matanas of Yoyim is begedder tztaka, or is it begedder mitzvah hayoyim shel Purim? So that's perhaps why the Magen Avraham didn't quote Matanas of Yoyim. Okay, that we discussed in the past.
Why
now,
you make a shechiyanu on that type of mitzvah?
One more time.
You're not happy to have to be Matanas of Yoyim.
No, we don't assume that it's a mitzvah that you're depressed about doing. You know, so again, no one suggests yet. Again, maybe we'll talk about it. That the reason why you don't make a bracha on, let's say, it's stuck is because you're not happy to do the mitzvah. You're happy to do the mitzvah. All mitzvahs cost money. A lulav also costs money, and matzah costs money. You know,
you don't want to make a shechiyanu that there should be a yainim.
You're not making shechiyanu over the fact that there are aniyim. There is such a tzad like that in Rishayim, that the reason why we don't make a bracha on bir chametz shechiyanu, because I don't really want to burn my chametz. I don't want to get rid of thousands of dollars worth of chametz. But over here, I don't think that would apply necessarily by Matanas of Yoinim. It's not necessarily that much money. And, I'm not happy that there are aniyim in the world, but, you know, my bracha is not going to be dependent upon whether or not, obviously, the bracha is on the mitzvah sayyim. Right, some Rishonim say we don't make a bracha on tztaka because you don't want to make a bracha. It's insulting to the guy. You make a bracha on him, you're turning him into a cheftza shel mitzvah. But in any case, I don't know. It would be a chiddush to me to say that the reason why we don't make a bracha on tztaka is because the fact that there are aniyim. I'm not sure. Maybe that'd be a new pshat into why we don't make the shechiyanu.
But in general, this shechiyanu, the fact that you wouldn't say, you wouldn't say the next day, that sort of more makes sense in terms of Megillah. And in general, why wouldn't you say Shechiyanu at the time of the Nice and Mitzvah?
Oh, okay, good. So this is all the things we got to deal with right now. So what did the Magen Avraham tell us? He said, you don't make your own Shechiyanu on each one of these mitzvahs, but instead you have in mind when you make the Shechiyanu on the Megillah. Now, says the Magen Avraham, Says the Magen Avraham, when exactly are you going to have this in mind? Says the Magen Avraham, when you make the Shechiyanu during the day. So that's what happens in every shul. It's an important morning. The Gabbai makes an announcement before they start the laning. And the Gabbai says, before the Megillah, he says, everyone should have in mind that we make the Bracha Shechiyanu. You should have in mind for the Mishloach Manos, and you should have in mind for the Sudas Purim. And then there's always some Nunnik who screams out, oh, what about Matanas Lev Yainim? So you got to tell that guy that's not what it says in the Magen Avraham. It's not what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, but the Chai Adam and many other Achranim do include it. The Chai Adam and I think the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch do include Matanas of Yoinim. But this is classical Purim morning, you know, story. Some guy in the back says, hey, what happened to Matanas of Yoinim? Because he didn't see the Magen Avraham inside. The Magen Avraham clearly left it out. Now we'll see in a second, the Prima Gadim did have Matanas of Yoinim. But Mishnah Berurah does not have Matanas of Yoinim. Mishnah Berurah leaves it out. I think as does the Aruch HaShulchan. But this is what happens in every single shul, they announce it. Now, the question is the next line of the Magen Avraham. V'nirili, zok the Magen Avraham, v'mishe ein loy Megillah. Says the Magen Avraham, what happens if you're not learning the Megillah Purim day? Let's say a guy's on a stranded island, or a guy is Nebuch in quarantined, which there are still people that are in that matzif, even a year later. It's amazing to believe where we've come from in the last year. It's okay, for a different time. But in any case, says the Magen Avraham, let's say a guy does not have Megillah. And he's not doing Zoom, and he's not doing telephone, which we spoke about actually last year, right before the whole spread of this. We talked about all those shayles. You can take a listen. What happens? Does he do now? So does he still make a shechiyanu when he gives shalach manas to, you know, through the window, however he's going to give it? Says the Magen Avraham, no. V'nirali, it seems to me the mishe in lemegillah lo yivarech shechiyanu al mishloach manas v'suda. Says the Magen Avraham, you would not make a shechiyanu just on the mitzvahs. Why? Because this is something that you do every single Shabbos and every single Yom Tov. That they were never misakin the brach. So we got to understand what is going on in this Magen Avraham. this mamish, we could probably give a whole share just these four lines in the Magen Avraham. We will not, but we'll try to be masber a little bit. The Magen Avraham is about learning a very fundamental issue over here. Again, the Magen Avraham told us that we have a bunch of mitzvahs ayyam on Purim that clearly don't get their own shachianu. They're included in the shachianu that you make in the Megillah. We need to know why. Meaning, why doesn't it get its own shachianu? If it's tak a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, it should get its own shachianu. But maybe the time shiur, which we'll have to try to figure out, it doesn't get its own shachianu. But says the Magen Avraham, when you make the shachianu on the Megillah, have this in mind. Okay, so what happens if I'm not making the shachianu? Says the Magen Avraham, you would not make the shachianu on itself. Why not? Says the Magen Avraham, some words that are very hard to understand. That what? Because it's something which we do every single Shabbos and every single Yom Tov, and there's no bracha on them. What is he talking about? So I must apologize. It was a late edition Maariv Makom, which you don't have. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a commentary called the Levush Esrad. And the Levush Esrad says that we have to add a word into this Magen Avraham. He says we have to be Magia, the word Visu. So he says like this. The Magen Avraham is giving two reasons why you don't make a Shechianu separately on the Mitzvah Sayyid. What are the two reasons? First of all, he says, because we always have Sudas. Sudas are not anything special. We have Sudas all the time, right? Go to Chassidish courts. They're having Sudas every time, every yard site and every this. Sudas are not an infrequent event. That's Svar number one. Second Svarah, says the Magen Avraham, is what? Is that Lamaisa we see Chazal never instituted to make a bracha Rishayna on these mitzvahs. There's no bracha Asher Kishav Yisrael al Mushleach Manas. There's no bracha Asher Kishav Yisrael al Achila Suda. We'll need to know why, maybe. But therefore, says the Magen Avraham, if we're not going to have a bracha Rishayna on them, they're not going to get a bracha Shachianu either. So it seems like the way the Levush Esrad understood the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham is giving us two additional reasons why it doesn't get its own Shachianu. Either because it's not as infrequent as you think. Now again, that doesn't answer for Mishleach Manas. Now you'll have to tell me that Mishleach Manas is also not so infrequent. People send each other gifts. Now again, but they're not mitzvahs. They're not obligatory. There's only one time a year you got to be nice to your neighbors, and that's Purim. The only time you got to give. Yet, for some reason, that's not enough of a svara. And the other reason, says the Magen Avraham, is that since they don't get their own bracha rishayna, meaning they don't get their own brechas mitzvah, there's no way they're going to get a shechianu. But, says the Magen Avraham, we can't go away with nothing, so we have in mind the shechianu and the Megillah to pater them. So right away, you're getting the feel, at least you should be getting the feel, that this is a very funny type of mitzvah. A, it doesn't get its own brechas mitzvah, which we spoke about in previous shurim, why not? And B, it doesn't get its own Shechianu. But it piggybacks off of the Shechianu of the Megillah. That's what we see L'chari from the Magen Avraham. Now again, no one talks about the mitzvah of drinking. That could be because it's included in the mitzvah of Suda. Or maybe there really is no mitzvah to drink. We've spoken about that in the past as well. But that's what it says in the Magen Avraham. Now, L'chari, you see clearly that the mitzvahs Hayyim of Purim were structured differently than all other mitzvahs of Yom Tov. You know, pick a Yom Tov, right? Many Yom Tovim have many, many mitzvahs to them. Let's say, for example, Lel Seder. Lel Seder, we have tons of mitzvahs Lel Seder. We have Murr, and we have Dalet Kaisis, and we have a whole list of mitzvahs. They are clearly structured different than the mitzvahs Hayyim of Purim. And they both might be Derabbanan. But Lamaisi, you don't make a Bracha Shek Nishan Mitzvah Al Mishlech Manas, and you don't make a special Shachianu on it. But we'll see that the structure of the mitzvahs is different. The big problem over here with this Magen Avraham is the Prima Gadma number 3. Frek the Prima Gadma, 1 second. He says, this Magen Avraham is beautiful if you're Ashkenazic. Why? If you're an Ashkenazi Jew, so you make a Shechianu Purim day by the Megillah, and therefore it's daytime, that's when all the mitzvahs Hayyim apply, so the Shechianu during the day goes on the mitzvahs Hayyim that you're going to do in a few hours. Abba Frek, the Prima Gadim, what do you do if you hold like the Rambam? And what do you do if you hold like the Mechaber? You make a Shechianu only Purim night. So I'm going to make a Shechianu Thursday night, and it's supposed to cover the mitzvahs that are not even Mechoyev Thursday night? You can't need to do this Purim Thursday night. You can't give Mishlech Manas Thursday night. So Frek, the Prima Gadim, how is that going to work? Meaning, if there's such a din that you need to have the Shechianu cover the mitzvahs Hayyim, how could the mitzvahs Hayyim be covered by a Shechianu that's recited at night at a time when you can't do the mitzvahs Hayyim? Frank the Prima Gadim, he says, U'mashikasev b'yoyim pashatu. The fact that we're talking about the Shechianu during the day, that goes without saying. Miu l'harambam v'amechaber d'b'yoyim imavarach Shechianu. Abba Frank the Prima Gadim, what do you do if you hold like the Mechaber and the Rambam? that you don't make a bracha shachianu. Mekivin b'shachianu b'layla mechavim b'shachianu l'layla lotzis gam b'shalachman v'tzatz v'yayinim. Afal pita lav zmana b'layla. Says the Prima Godin, what are you going to tell me? That when the Baal Kair reads Megillah Thursday night, I have in mind for the mitzvah sayoyim in 15 hours. That's very hard to imagine. That's very hard to imagine. So Frank, the Prima Godin, basically a kasha. What do you do if you hold like the Mechaba and the Ramah? Mechaba and the Rambam. So, L'cha'ira, you're going to have to say, either the Mechaba and the Rambam will tell you, you don't need this whole shebang, you don't need him in Mechaba for the mitzvahs, meaning, the same way they don't get Shechianu on their own, they don't get Shechianu included in another Shechianu. They don't need it, which we'll need to explain. Or, somehow, some way, the Shechianu at night is strong enough to affect during the day, which is such a long hefsek in between. Those are the two options.
With sukkah, I don't think it's obvious it's not a halacha, but I remember reading or hearing that according to those that hold that building the sukkah,
good,
part of the mitzvah, you can actually make the sukkah, theoretically, you could make the shachianu on building the sukkah, and that would cover you for sukkah, for sitting in the sukkah.
Very good. Yeah, Mr. Shem, we're going to get to that pshat a little later this morning, Belina. Very good. Yeah, that's a good pshat. 100%. We'll see such a mahalach to be mazbe that hopefully in a few minutes. So, but that's the words of the Prima Godin. Now, the Prima Godin just speaks out. He says, what does the Magen Avraham mean when he says, the Hadalai Tiknu Klal Bracha Aleim? Hainu Shein Mevorchim Asher Kedishonim and Tzvayis Vizvan Lushleich Monos Vodim Matan Sav Yain. Vodim Stok Eim Mevorchim. So the Prima Godin is just speaking out that when the Magen Avraham said at the end, the Hadalai Tiknu Klal Bracha Aleim, he didn't mean a Bercha Shachiyonu. He meant it didn't get its own Birchas HaMitzvah. It didn't get its own Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore, that's why it doesn't get its own Shechian. But Maisa, well, that's what the Kash. The Kash is, if you hold like the Rambam and the Mechaber, that you don't make a Shechian during the day, you only make a Shechian at night, how could it be that the Shechian Belayla will be strong enough to pater the Mitzvahs Ayoim that are not for many, many hours? Again, just to make the question even stronger, it's not even that, but I can't even do the Mitzvahs Alayla. How could the Shechian Belayla go on Mitzvahs that I can't even do now? It's very, very strange. To make the question stronger this year, the Sefer Birchas Mayadecha, he has a bigger kasha. He says, what do you do this year in Eretz Yisrael? He says, number four, V'tigadal HaPele, to make the Prima Gondim even more difficult, the Purim HaMesholosh. What do you do in a Purim HaMesholosh? HaMavarach Shechian HaMekis Megillah B'yayim Vav. When they read the Megillah, they're going to read the Megillah Friday afternoon, Friday morning. V'ibu Meshlech Manas Mekayim B'yayim Rishon. But they're not doing Meshlech Manas till Sunday. The Shabbos Mavsi B'Neim. Here, forget hours. You have a whole day. The Eich Loi Chashinu Lehafsik. So here, this year, the Kash is even stronger. Bishlam, you'll tell me, is the Prima Godim on a regular year. You'll tell me, Shtikol Torah, that what? You'll read the Megillah at night. You'll do Mishlach Manas 8 hours later. It's only 8 hours. But this year, it's a whole day. You read the Megillah Friday morning. You don't do Mishlach Manas till Sunday morning. 2 days. How can the bracha on Friday morning be valid on Sunday afternoon? That's the chayr of the kasha. So to answer this kasha, they say a mahalach over from Rabbi Avram Gorvitz. Rabbi Avram Gorvitz is Rosh Yeshiva today in Gateshead, in England. It's a fascinating yeshiva. I did some research on the yeshiva. It's a fascinating yeshiva. Matzio Salman was the mashgiach in that yeshiva for many years before he came to Lakewood. It's a very interesting, it's a very big mix of bachrim. There's Chassidish bachrim, Litvish bachrim, Sfadish bachrim, American bachrim, European bachrim. It's an interesting yeshiva. A big yeshiva, successful yeshiva. His father was Reshiva before him. Reb Schwab, Moshe Schwab was the mashgiach there. So Reb Avram Gorvitz is quoted by Reb Yerucham Olshin for saying such a mahalach. Now it's interesting, I don't have a kasha on Reb Yerucham, but...
Also
what?
Also a rabbi in Israel.
Who was? Oh, really? Rabbi Avram was?
Yep.
Oh, really? I don't know.
No. By the way, with all due respect, that's a different Rabbi Avram Gorowitz. That's the one who's today in Reb Shalom Shachter's, I think.
That's a different one?
In other words, that's a different one that was in Nitri. Yeah. There's two Rabbi Avram Gorowitzes. Okay. I don't know which one wrote Avram, because they both wrote Svarm with the names Avram.
Okay. That's interesting.
I don't know. Michael's daughter was...
I'm assuming this is the Avram Gorvitz from Gateshead. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Not sure. In any case, so if you look him also.
Rabbi, if it doesn't say Gateshead in the beginning of a Sefer, then it could be the one from Eretz Yisrael.
It could be.
I don't know.
It's funny because Rabbi Rucham quotes him, and maybe it's a different Rabbi Avram Gorvitz, because I keep on looking at all his Svarim. He never says this Mahalach, so it might be a different one. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know who to give the credit to. Or the cash is on. We'll have to see. But in any case, the Mahalach goes like this. There's a very difficult Rambam in Hilchos Megillah. perhaps one of the most complex Rambams to deal with. The Rambam is the number 5. Zokter Rambam, this is in his introduction to Hilchas Megillah and Chanukah. Zokter Rambam, this is in the heading, before the Rambam even starts to talk. He writes in Hilchas Megillah and Chanukah, Yesh b'chlolon shtei mitzvahs asei medivrei soifi. Zokter Rambam, you should know, in Hilchas Megillah and Chanukah, it includes in it two mitzvahs asei midrabanon, ve'enan min ha-minyan, and they don't count in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now, that's the Rambam's introduction to Hilchas Chanukah Megillah. Now, why is it such a shver Rambam? So if you look over here, number 6, in the Or Avram, Avram Gorvitz, whichever one he is, he asks the Kasha, he says, V'chein yesh l'sho. Amashikas of Rambam shom b'psichas dvarav, v'haynu diyesh b'chon, sh'tei mitzvahs asei medivrei soifin. The Rambam says there's only two mitzvahs asei d'rabbonon in both Chanukah and Purim. Now, what's the obvious Kasha? So he says, V'kavanosso l'fi p'shutai haynu, the mitzvahs v'kriyas ha-megillah, v'alokas ner Chanukah. What are the two? So you say one is Chanukah, right? Eating donuts is not a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So Chanukah only has one mitzvah, hadlakas ner Chanukah. And Purim presumably only has one mitzvah called Kriyas HaMegillah. But it's a Pella. V'arei yesh la'ayim bazeh. Dol k'moikin yesh bazeh oid mitzvahs b'yem ha'Purim. How can you tell me Purim only has one mitzvah d'rabbanan? It has tons of mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Da'inu choy v'asudo, m'shloyach monos, matanos avyoinim. So why did the Rambam say that Purim, Chanukah and Purim only have two d'rabbanans between the two of them? That's not true. There should be much, much more. I have a friend of mine who every year he tells me that on his Purim Suda he gets drunk and he talks about this Rambam. Okay? Because that's his favorite Rambam to talk about when he gets drunk. Fine? Good. It's a very shver Rambam. It's a very, very difficult Rambam. How could the Rambam say that there's only two mitzvahs on Chanukah and Purim? Okay, Chanukah is easy. Chanukah, you could say there's only halakas neir Chanukah, but there's still a kash on the Rambam. What's still shver from Chanukah? Hallel. You should at least have hallel. Good, there's no other mitzvahs hayayim on Chanukah besides for Menorah, but what about Hallel? Kriyas Hallel. So that's Kasher by Chanukah. What about by Purim? The Rambam says only one Derabbanan by Purim, Megillah? How could there be only one Derabbanan of Megillah? What do you mean? There's Sudas Purim, there's Mishlech, Manu, there's Matan Zev Yayim. It's a Pella. So he suggests over here, maybe you'll tell me, maybe you'll tell me a Lomdus. That all the mitzvahs hayayim are really offshoots of Sudas hayayim. Again, I'm not so sure how Matanos Avyoinim would fit that. Mishloach Manos, we spoke about that. According to the Trumas Hadashin, Mishloach Manos is to ensure that everyone has what to eat at their Sudas. So good, you'll tell me it's kvetched into Sudas Purim. I'm not sure how Matanos Avyoinim would fit so nicely. But he says, so still shver. So instead of being three, it should be two. You should have Sudas Purim, Mikra Megillah, and Ner Chanukah. Why does the Rambam conveniently think there's only two mitzvahs for Chanukah and Purim? That's the kasha that the Achrayim deal with. So Rabbi Yerucham Olshin quotes from Rabbi Avram Gorvitz, I don't know which one, where he wants to say a Gavaldik Yisoy based on an Evan Ezra on the Megillah. If you look in the Megillah, again, I mistaken for the photocopy that I sent out, number 7 that you have is the wrong Pasuk. I really wanted Pasuk Lamed Aleph, but I'm sure all of you are well versed in the Megillah. If you look in the Megillah, there's a very interesting Pasuk that I honestly never thought about, but I, in learning this sugya, it came up. What does it say in the Megillah, Perek Tes, Pasuk Lamed Aleph? It says, Pasuk Lamed, Vayishlach Tzvar Mel Kol HaYehudim, they sent letters, books, emails to all the Jews, El Sheva V'Esrimei Medina, to 127 countries, Machot HaShadosh, Devei Shalom V'Emes, L'Kayim, to fulfill, Es Yimei HaPurim HaEleh, Bizman Nehem, in their times, Digmar Megillah, that Beis learns out from here the different times to read the Megillah, Kasher Kiyam Aleya Mordechai Yehuda V'Esther HaMalka, just like Mordechai Yehudi accepted upon himself V'Esther HaMalka, V'Kasher Kimu Al Nafshom V'Azaram, like they accepted on themselves and their children. Now, I just reminded me, someone sent me a beautiful Ha'ara about the Purim story, which is just worth mentioning. At the end of the Purim story, who's the biggest loser at the end of the Purim story? Esther. It's a Mayridika Ha'ara. Mayridika Ha'ara. He sent it to me from Reb Gershon Ribner. Gershon Ribner was the youngest son of Reb Shneur Cutler. He now gives chaburas in Lakewood. He had his own yeshiva, maybe he does still have his own yeshiva. But he gives these chaburas that someone sends to me. And Reb Gershon Ribner asks his kasha, it's fantastic. Think about it. The Purim story ends. Everyone rejoices, everyone is happy. Where's Esther? She's stuck married to Achashverosh. Not only that, she's not also the Mordechai. Kasher avadati avadati. She lost the most from everyone. Everyone else is a gishmak, life goes back to normal. She's stuck married to this Achashverosh. And she has a child, Dayavish, which, Machoik Shvishayim, who the father was, whatever. But at best, Dayavish wasn't exactly, the next God of Lador. So for Reb Gershon Ribner, if you think about it, the biggest loser at the end of the Purim story is Esther. And she was the biggest most effective person to start the story. So why did Hashem structure it that Esther, who did so much to make the miracle happen, lost the most when it's over? It's honestly, when I heard the kash, it was like, where have I been my whole life? I never thought about this. It's a moir dekha'ara. Esther by far was the star of the show. By far she was the star of the show. She made it all happen. She was brave and she did what she had to do. And then what happened? What's her reward? She lost everything. She had to live a depressing end in the king's castle. Obviously, Achashverosh was not exactly a very loving husband. She had probably a very difficult life. That's the reward. So I don't want to, it's something to think about. Maybe throw it out in your Purim Suda. It's a fascinating aura that I just thought was worth mentioning now that I just saw Esther's name. Now, what does he say?
Rabbi,
yes.
I don't know if you got a chance to listen to Rabbi Moshe Walter's Vort.
I was going to say that next. That Rabbi Moshe Walter on his Vort talks a little bit about this, but he doesn't answer this kasha specifically. He discusses a mahalach that is similar to Rabbi Gershon Rimner, that Esther's purpose was to be misakin for the mistake of Shaul, her Zayda. We all read the Haftarah.
Yeah, so I asked him about that. So he said maybe that's goof of pshat. In other words, that you could tie it into what you're saying now. Because she took the responsibility, you're right. So she ended up, but she did it out.
That's what Gershon Rimner's mahalach. That if you think,
right, okay.
Again, I don't want to get sidetracked, because last week's, this Haftarah on Shabbos was one of the most difficult Haftarahs to understand. The conversation between Shaul and Shmuel and the Navi it makes no sense. So Rabbi Gershon Rimner wants to suggest that Esther was being misakin all Shaul HaMelech's mistakes. All Shaul's mistakes and his miscalculations, Esther had to be misakin, and that's why she had to suffer. Rabbi Moshe Walter discusses a similar idea on his share. I urge you all to take a listen. He has a very nice idea to connect Amalek to the story of Purim. In any case, I just wanted to throw that out. I thought it was a brilliant observation from Rabbi Gershon Rimner. But in any case, what does it say at the end of the pasuk? It says, Divrei Hatzamois Vizakosam. So the Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves, like Mordechai and Esther, the fast days. What do fast days have to do with Purim? What is he talking about? Divrei Hatzamois V'Zakosam? So I think most of us just think about it, maybe something like Tainus Esther or something. Comes along to Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra writes in number 8. He writes the following chiddush. Dr. Ibn Ezra, Ulefi Daiti, he says, Chachmeinu Kavo HaTainus Yom HaPachad V'Tam Divrei Hatzamos Alaniskarim B'Sefer says the Ibn Ezra, what is this pasuk referring to? It's referring to the fast days that we fast over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. B'tam ki kaimu ha'yehudim al nafshom l'smayach b'mei Purim, because the Jews accepted upon themselves to rejoice during the days of Purim. Kashe kimu al nafshom v'al zarom l'sanes b'mei avolom. Just like Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves to fast during the fast days. Kashe hukva ir v'nisraf habayis ki hanovi lo tzivam sheyisanu. The Navi never commanded them to do it, but they decided to do it. Therefore, says the Ibn Ezra, that's pshat. The same way that we accepted upon ourselves to fast on the non-obligatory fast days, we accepted to make Purim into a Simchas Purim, but not necessarily obligatory. The Ibn Ezra says the same thing in Zechariah. Number 9, he says, Pirushu shekimu v'kiblu anafshom yimei ha-purim v'smeich behem. Ava pishaloi tzivum ha-neviyim. There was never a takana l'doyrus to be misameach on Purim. It was just for the first generation, and we decided to keep it going because that's what our zaydis did. Just like the fast days, which we don't really have to do, but we were makabel to do. So too, the simchas Purim we don't really have to do, but we were makabel to do. The Mela says Rabbi Avraham Gorovitz, it's beautiful. It's talking no mitzvah of Shloach Manos. There's no mitzvah of Sudas Purim. Those were all self-accepted dinim. You don't make a bracha on a self-accepted. That's not a mitzvah. It was never a mitzvah medina. Did Anshik Nesar Gedoil? The Mela, if you accept this, everything is very geschmack. That's why it would even go better. Not only does the Rambam not count Sudas Purim and Shloach Manos as mitzvahs, because they're talking not mitzvahs, the Rabbanon. They were not instituted by the Rabbanon. They were not instituted at all. They were merely a Kabbalah, a self-Kabbalah of the people. And the Meil, if he's there, it answers our kasha. That the Rambam will tell you that you don't need a Shechiyonu for these mitzvahs. Because they're not mitzvahs. They're on Haggis Toivis. They're Minhagim, whatever they are. They're not Begedim.
They're recorded in the Megillah.
Yeah, maybe for that generation, but not for future.
Well, you can say about everything then.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. Now, the truth is, if you look at the Maratz Chiyas number 10, he also suggests such a pshat. He writes, Sheilani Chachamecha. Someone wants to ask me, Chachamecha Muflug. Okay, that's already a title. Madu ein mevarchin al mitzvahs to say didivik kabal dem shleich manis kemosh mevarch al mikra megillah. The $1 million kasha. Why is there no mitzvah on, well, no brach on the mitzvah of mishleich manis? The ein loyim kemosh kasev Rashi. Don't try to tell me the Rashi's classical answer. The ein mevarch al mitzvah stock and kivin the ein biyodi shall unnoise on the kaimoi. Because what happens if the oni doesn't want to accept your money? What happens if the recipient doesn't want to accept your shleich manis? Because we paskin that even if he doesn't want to accept it, you still yaitzah. We pass, and if you give a guy shalach manis and he screams, I don't want it, you're still yaitzah. So why is there no brach on mishleach manis? So he writes, v'hine ha-chochem hazeh yirtza lahachlet. This certain chochem wanted to decide, the mishleach manis ain't a mitzvah. It's taken not a mitzvah. Rak minag nevim. It's a minag, like this Evan Ezra. K'moy dekaim lo, neim avarchem al chibad arava, d'mishon neminag nevim, neim avarchem al zeh. And he says, the same reason we don't make a bracha on chavitas arava, when we clap the Arav and Hashan Rabbi, we don't make a bracha, even though it came from the Nevi'im, because it wasn't together mitzvah, so too, Sudas Purim, Shleich Manos, they're all like that. Now, what's wrong with this pshat? So the Maritzki is already Bavorinzi, he writes, he says, Ulam Loshen Atur V'Aram Mamash V'Duhu Mitzvah. Again, we're trying to suggest this pshat in the Rambam. We want to say that the Rambam that says, you don't make a Shechiyana during the day, only at night, what does he do with the mitzvah seyim? So we want to suggest he doesn't have to worry about the mitzvah seyim. Why? Because the Rambam holds the mitzvah seyim are not really mitzvahs. And that's the Rambam Lushitasa in the beginning of Hilchas, Chanukah, and Purim. And that's why the Rambam doesn't hold you need it. What's wrong with that pshat? Look at number 11. It says in number 11, this is the Rambam talking. Mitzvahs yoim yudala lebnei kfarim. The mitzvahs of the day for the people who live in villages on the 14th. V'yoyim tezvav levnei krachim. And for the 15th day for those who live in the walled cities. L'yoysin yoyim simcha u'mishte u'mishlech manois l'reyim matanis avyoyim. What's the lesson in the Rambam? Mitzvahs yoyim yudalad. The mitzvahs of the 14th day. According to what we're saying, they're not mitzvahs. They're anhagis. The Rambam should have wrote, Noyagim, Minhag, with mitzvah. Mitzvah means obligatory. So Frek the Achronim, the Maritz Chiyas asks this, Rabbi Yochum Olshem asks this kasha, that how could you try to tell me that the Rambam Shita is? That the Rambam holds that the mitzvahs Hayyim are not real mitzvahs there in Haggis Nevi'im, but the Rambam says clearly, mitzvahs Yoyim Yudalit, and he includes in them the mitzvahs Hayyim.
Yeah, but then it's a steer in the Rambam.
Correct. Then it's a steer in the Rambam. Or you'll have to come up with another pshat to why the Rambam only counts Megillah, not the other ones, 100%. Now, there's another mahalach here, based on the Netziv and his Shiltas. The Netziv writes in the Shiltas this kasha, the $1 million kasha. If you hold like those Rishayim that don't make a Shechiyonu B'yoyim, how do you have a Shechiyonu on the Mitzvah Sayyim? Zok, the Netziv in the Shiltas, number 12. He says, V'chi hei tikshi hasu das purim sh'ocha b'lai lo yotzei dechev asei. V'chi hei m'mishleach monos. Frek, the Netziv, but those mitzvahs that you want to have the Shechiyonu go on, you're not even yoitz if you do them at night. How can I have the Shechiyonu on Thursday night that the Balkari makes when he reads the Megillah go on the mitzvah Sayyim that I can't even do now? It's too much of a break. Says the Netziv, holy kasha. It's not a kasha. Why, says the Netziv? The Hadassah, Bahag, Huva, Baharosh, Sukkah, Perik, Lulva, Rava. Says the Netziv, because I found the Bahag. The Rosh quotes a Bahag. And the chain das rabbeinu nisim huva bagos ashrisay perik b'chol marovin dizman de kisa de yomtiv sheni poit dizman de lulov. There's a sheet as a bahag that holds that when you make a shechiyanu on the second night of Sukkot, that will part to the shechiyanu on the next day on the lulov. Says the Netziv, after lulov zman b'yayim dafk, even though you know you cannot take lulov at night. Someone called me up this year Sukkot. He was having non-religious family members over for a get-together in the Sukkot on Chol HaMoed. It was nighttime. He told me, should we bother taking out the lulav? I said, why? There's no mitzvah. You don't want to miseducate them. You don't want to educate them that there's a mitzvah to shake lulav at night. And you'll tell them. You'll show them the dalaminim. You'll show them what the lulav and esrog look like. And tomorrow when it's daylight, you can shake it. But there's absolutely no kima mitzvah belaila. So Frank the Netziv, so how could the Bahag say that the Shechiyonu Belaila patters the Lulav? Teretz says it works. So therefore says the Netziv, V'ho Adifa! And our sugi is even better than Lulav. Why, says the Netziv? Da Sudas Purim Ika Mitzvah Belaila Gamkein. Because there's a shtickle mitzvah Sudas Purim Belaila. Right? The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, he's supposed to have a little bit, the table should be set. You should have epis something already, Leil Purim. So therefore says the Netziv, the Kasha is not a Kasha. Says the Netziv, that the Rambam will hold like the Bahag. Just like the Bahag said that I can make a Shechiyonu on the night of Sukkot. And that will exempt my Lulav tomorrow. Says the Netziv, I'll do the same thing with the Shechianu. The Shechianu at night on the Megillah will go on my Suda tomorrow. And here it's even better than there, says the Netziv, because over here, at least there's a Shaychis at night, as opposed to Lulav where there's absolutely nothing to. If you want to see
that's
it in...
True.
What?
Lulav starts at night. Tosfos says it in Sukkah. I learned it recently.
Does anyone remember when we had a whole share on this topic, actually? We did the Sukkah in Rabbi Elazar the Mila. We had this whole shayla on Rabbi Elazar the Mila, whether or not the lulav is muktzah balayla, because whether or not we say it's muktzah because there's absolutely no mitzvah at night and therefore it becomes muktzah, or do we say no, it is not muktzah because maybe the mitzvah does start at night? Okay, good. We had a whole discussion on it. Michael will have to look up what number share it was in Rabbi Elazar the Mila, but we discussed at length this shayla, whether or not the lulav is actually muktzah the night at night. We mentioned that some achronim had a practice; they used to practice shaking lulav the night before to get ready for it. They used to take the lulav out and practice. So we discussed that at length. But if you want to see, let's just see it inside. The Rosh is in number 13 in the fourth parak of Sukkah. Zok the Rosh, u'le'inyan zman ala lulav yom tevsheni, when it comes to making a shachianu on the second day of lulav, kasev Reb Shloim beReb Shimon nishalti im omar zman ala lulav yom tevsheni. The shaila was, do you make a shachianu on the second day of lulav? The Teimani, says the Rosh, Amashikasa, Bala Lochis Gedeos. I am Nispa, I Pasha don't understand the Bahak. What does the Bahak say? Dizman the Kisa, Potter the Lulav. The Bahak says that the Shechiyonu that you made for the second night of Yom Tif, that potters the Lulav the next day. I says, look, the Bahak. Frek the Rosh, Valoylenian Lulav, Mifsiki Leilos Miyomim. Frek the Rosh, how can that work? You have such a time interruption. Again, at night you can't shake lulav. So how could the Shechianu belayla pata the mitzvahs hayah?
But is the Shechianu on the performance of the mitzvah or on the chetz of the mitzvah?
Okay, good. We'll get to that in 2 seconds. But what do we see from this netziv? The netziv basically wants to tell you that our Rambam will hold like that bahag. So what did we just accomplish here? Nothing. Now we have 2 shveh shitas we're showing him. We have a shveh bahag and a shveh Rambam. Again, the bahag was helpful, but wasn't really helpful because he didn't explain the lumdus. Because now I'll just ask the kasha of the Bahag. How did the Bahag get away with making a Shechianu Belayla on a Lulav and justifying that that's going to cover the mitzvahs the next day? Again, the same kasha that we had on the Rambam is now just Shver on the Bahag. So instead of having 1 Shver Risha, now I have 2 Shver Risha. What exactly did we accomplish by using this Bahag? So if you look over here in the next Maran Mokim, so Rabbi Yeruch Moshe quotes from Rabbi Yom and Paler. Michael, what was his background? So Rabbi Yom Paler Paler was a Talmud originally by the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe was a Moshe Sokolovsky. He had a small yeshiva in Brisk. So he learned by him, and then he learned by the Brisker Rav.
Then Rabbi Yom Paler had a yeshiva in Borough Park for many years.
Yeah, you skipped it. We didn't get there yet. First, he learned by the Brisker Rav, he joined the Mir. And then after Shenchai, he joined up with Rabbi Malin, and he was Rashiva in Beit HaTalmud. Then he started his own yeshiva called Mikar Chaim. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein told him to name the yeshiva Mikar Chaim because he's supposed to be the legacy to the Brisker Mahalach. Chaim is supposed to be Mikar Chaim because he learned by the Brisker Rav. So he had his own yeshiva for many years, and then he passed away. Then his son took over, Rabbi Yitzchak. I think his son's name is Rabbi Yitzchak Zev. He was named for the Brisker Rav. His son was Nifter also already. I don't know who took over the yeshiva now. I'm not sure. He already moved to Lakewood. Like all yeshivas, they moved to Lakewood. And I'm not sure what they're up to now. But he was a big Talmud of the Brisker Rav. So Rabbi Yerucham Olshem calls him like this in number 13b. Again, the kasha is on the Bahag. How could the Shechianu on the Yom Tov of Sukkot at night exempt the mitzvah of Lulav during the day, which is not even applicable at night? So he comes up with a very interesting lumdus. He writes like this. 13b, left side. Ushamati me'agayin b'yom ha'pal l'liyashiv shidas ha'bahag. So Rabbi Yerucham says he heard a pshat from Rabbi Yomim to be mazbah this sugya. He says like this. D'loy shaykh was a din. I'm sorry, I got cut off. D'loy shaykh was a din. Hefsik, Kimash Ebircha Shachyanu Shalayla, Mitzvahs Lulav Diyayim. Said Rabbi Yomin, you're misunderstanding the lumness of the Shachyanu that we make at night on the Yom Tov. Ain't him Rishum Shemechavon Lifter Bezegam Mitzvahs Lulav, El the Mitzvahs Lulav Nechleles Memela Bebircha Shachyanu Dalayim. Said Rabbi Yomin, the lumness is that when you make a Shachyanu Balayla, what's the Shachyanu on? He says, the kivan shehu mevarach shechianu ala yomtif. The shechianu is on the yomtif of Sukkot. So what? Memela nichlelus b'rechosik kol ha-mitzvus ha-boes machmas ha-yomtif. Included in that shechianu, in the mahus ha-yomtif, is any mitzvahs that come out from the yomtif. Any mitzvahs which are byproducts of the yomtif. Umemela, therefore he says, gishmak. Umemela, based on that, if that's the lomdus of shechianu, I mean, when I make a shechianu on leil yomtif, you know what my bracha is? I'm sanctifying the mahus of the yomtif with all that comes into being yomtif. And what's a byproduct of yomtif? Mitzvahs. These mitzvahs are all because it's yomtif. Memela nichlalos bebrichos ikol ha-mitzvahs habos machmas ha-yomtif. Ubechlal ze mitzvahs lulav habo agam ke machmas ha-yomtif. Umemela lo yishayich bazet din hefsik. It's not the pshat that I'm doing the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of lulav and trying to connect them. The statement of Shechianu is on the machus ha-yomtif, on the fact that there is this yomtif called Sukkos. Now this yomtiv has many mitzvahs that are part of it or connected to it. He says, "Ki abracha delayla chol al yomtiv, v'chol mitzvahs hayomtiv habois machmasoi nichlelis b'brichasoi." And all the mitzvahs that come from the yomtiv are included in the bracha that I make over the yomtiv. Ki abracha delayla v'afilu hamitzvahs hanegas rakvim. Even those mitzvahs that only happen during the day, ubezel loyshayach din hefsek. Again, if you're understanding that the shachianu is going on the specific mitzvah. Like, again, I'm making Shechion on the Megillah, I'm connecting that to Sudas Purim. Then I have a break. But Zakhtar Binyamin, that's not the Pshat. The Shechion was not on the Mitzvah, the Shechion was on the Yomtif. I'm thanking Hashem for giving me Yomtif. What does Yomtif mean? Yomtif has many things to it. It has mitzvahs that come out of it. So therefore, I'm reflecting on the brachas of the mitzvahs HaYoyim that come out when I usher in the Yoyim, which is Bilel Yomtif. So he says, Ay, umashiton harosh, the mifsiki leilis miyamim. Ay, what do you do with the Rosh's taina? That you have the nights that interrupt. We're not saying, the Rosh wasn't saying that there's a break between the mitzvah and the bracha. Because the bracha is not on the mitzvah, the bracha is on the yomtif. Ella, the mistav relayed the avsha mitzvah, bo machmas yomtif, mikomokim acher, she'ins makiuma belayla, ella beyoim, roi levarch la bracha v'neyas b'yeh. What the Rosh was saying is, I agree with your lomdus. Naniach your lomdus is right, that the shechianu is a byproduct of the mitzvah sayoim. And we recognize the Yom Kiddush Friday and Kiddush Belayla. But still, at the end of the day, it's just a very long break. So we should make its own Shechiyana during the day. So therefore says, Rabbi Yerucham, Me'ata Nimtza Lefizeh Darka Shal Netziv B'Shitas Rambam. Now we can go back to the Netziv. It's beautiful. Why? Debircha Shechiyana Delel Purim Paiteris Mitzvahs Mishalach Monsitas Purim to Yom Dumid Delulav. Lefizeh, if you're going to follow Rabbi Yom Palos Pshat and the Netziv and borrow it back to our sugya, what are you going to have to say? That when the person makes, the Balkari makes the Shechianu, he's not making Shechianu on the mitzvah of Megillah. Because it would be on the mitzvah of Megillah that can't connect to the mitzvah of Sudas Yomtif. It's what? The Shechianu on Leil Purim is on the Yomtif of Purim. The Yomtif of Purim carries along with it many mitzvahs. And that Yomtif Shechianu that I make, then I usher in for those mitzvahs later on as well. That's the Mahalach according to the Netziv. Okay.
The problem is, see, this works nicely for Yom Tov Doraisa. I mean, the Torah came, took a certain date, you know, Tesva of Nisan,
good.
And instilled it with Kedusha, and then the mail, everything flows from that. Here, it's the opposite. The Rabbanan came, they didn't instill the
good.
Day, has no beautiful. Intrinsic value. It's the mitzvahs that Makadish the day, not the other way around.
Very good. So Seth is asking a very strong kasha, which Rabbi Yerucham himself asks on Rabbi Yomin's Mahalach. And the kasha really boils down to the question is, does the day of Purim have an Itzuma Shal Yom? We're saying, you know, by Sukkos, so there's a Yomtiv called Sukkos, there's Kedushas HaYom called Sukkos, and that Kedushas HaYom carries with it many mitzvahs that you have to do. But the question is that really the way it works when it comes to Purim? Or Purim is a regular day which happens to have many mitzvahs you have to do. Not that they're stemming from the Kedushas HaYomtiv. And the way Rabbi Yerucham asks the kash is, he points to Leil Seder. For Rabbi Yerucham, let's talk about Leil Seder for a second. Leil Seder, we have many mitzvahs. We have Morer, we have Dal Kaisis. We don't make a Shechion on those mitzvahs. Why not? Not only that, no one ever says that when you make Shechion on Leil Pesach, have in mind to pater the Dal Kaisis and the Morer. Why not? Why doesn't anyone ever say that? Why don't you say that? So Rabbi Yomim Palo himself writes, Rabbi Rucham quotes it, he says, because over there, it's Pashit, because they're boy Machmas Yomtif. There's no Morgan Avraham in Hilchas Pesach that says, Leil Pesach, have in mind to include the Mara and the Dal Kais in your Shechianu. Why? Because they come to Mela. The Shechianu doesn't need intent because it flows naturally from the Kedushas Yomtif. What? What?
What?
I missed the question.
You missed the question.
Okay.
Okay.
What happened over here?
One second. Jerry, you got a bit.
I'm going to mute everyone. I got it. Okay. So Frank, so it says Rabbi Yehoshua himself, he bavarns his kasha. Why is there no Magen Avraham, that Leil Seder, that says that when you make Shachyanu on the Seder, have in mind the mitzvahs halayla? Teretz is, because it's self-explanatory. Because the Yom Tov of Pesach comes, and the Yom Tov of Pesach brings in the Kedushas of Yom Tov. The Kedushas of Yom Tov brings the mitzvahs. I don't need a special Shachyanu. So why do I need a special Shachyanu on Purim? Because Purim, it's talking not about Itzuma Shayim. Purim is all about mitzvahs. The Shachyanu on Leil Purim says, this is Rabbi Yom Pahal himself speaking, does not include the Itzuma Shayim Tif, but rather it includes the mitzvahs on Megillah. So when I want to connect one mitzvah to another mitzvah, I have to have Kavana. So Frek, Rabbi Yeruchim, what are you talking about now? You're telling me now that Purim, the Shachyanu on Leil Purim is not coming from the Yom Tif of Purim, but instead it's coming from the mitzvah of Megillah. If it's coming from the mitzvah of Megillah, then you have the kasha. How could one mitzvah connect to another mitzvah that happens 12 hours later? So it's the chayra not going to help to use the nitziv depending on how you understand the mitzvah of Purim. But just to make the kasha even stronger, let's make believe we don't know anything. Let's make believe that the Bahag is the Rambam. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, number 14, Yivarech al natilas lulav shechiyanu kaidim sheyitol ha'esrig. Kdei sheyivarech oivel asiyasei ayahapach ha'esrig ad sheyivarech. We paskin not like the Bahag. We pass like the Rosh. That you do make another Shechianu when you shake the lulav in the morning, and we're not saying on the Shechianu at night. So even if you want to somehow tell me that the Rambam is going like this Bahag that the Nitziv found, but the Mechaber himself doesn't write that way. Is the Mechaber held like the Bahag? So the Mechaber should have wrote that when it comes to lulav, you don't need to make a new Shechianu because you made a Shechianu at night. Just like I make a Shechianu Leil Purim, I don't need a new Shechianu during the day. So I'm a man of Shach. If the Shulchan Aruch buys into this Bahag, why when it comes to Lulav, or Shofar, Shulchan Aruch says the same thing by Shofar, why do I need to make another Shechiyonu B'yoyim? Why can't I be Seimich on the Shechiyonu that I have B'layim? Now the truth is, to me, this is not such a shocking kasha. Because again, we all agree that the Shechiyonu and the Mitzvah Sayyim of Purim are clearly different. Haraya, the Magen Avraham told us, that if you only have the mitzvah sayyim, you don't make a shachiyanu. Everyone agrees that you only make a shachiyanu on lulav. Avada, you know, if a guy didn't make kiddush the night before, he'd still make a shachiyanu on the lulav. So right away, you have to be mechalik that the shachiyanu of Yom Tif or the mitzvah sayyim of Sukkis are fundamentally different than the mitzvah sayyim of Purim.
Right, we never explain why if you don't have a megillah.
Right.
You don't make a shachiyanu on mitzvah sayyim.
Correct. We did not. But right. Given that as a given, that right away leads us to believe that they're different. Meaning, you're right, we need to be masked with that Magen Avraham better, which hopefully we'll get to some point today. It's late already. But that's a starting point for us to know already that it's different than Shofar and Lulav. And once you can accept that, then it's no longer such a kasha to me why the Mechaber writes over here that you need to make another Shechiyanu and you're not Yusemich on the Shechiyanu the night before. Because that's really been the ever the Shechiyanu the night before. We do it by Purim, because by Purim you don't really need a Shechiyanu. Therefore, since you don't really need a Shechiyanu, we kvetch and make it that the Shechiyanu at night goes on the Shechiyanu during the day. But when you really need a Shechiyanu, a legitimate Shechiyanu, then avad, you make a legitimate Shechiyanu. That's the chayr what I would have suggested to answer for this kasha. But Rabbi Yeruchim has another mahalach over here.
Rabbi, why on Yom Kippur do we make a Shechiyanu at night, and it doesn't subsume the inyan of the shofar which we make on the next day? What's the Yom Kippur one?
That shofar is not a mitzvah. That shofar is not a real mitzvah.
Here's shofar. I'm sorry, that's on Rosh Hashanah. I take that back. Yeah, right. So in other words, to me, I guess it seems like Purim is like Yom Kippur. It says Purim is Ki Yom Kippurim. but it really sounds that way. You're making a Shechiyanu. I suppose that you're literally happy to be alive to get the benefit of the day of having a kapara. So the onset of the day is the best time to make it, and you hope to God you last not only, you know, the year, the day, but you also last the year. And I guess that's the mahal he was saying earlier on also. We're happy to be alive. Shechiyanu was a literal bracha where we were going to otherwise be decimated by Haman.
Right, but the Shechiyanu, the normal Shechiyanu is usually on the mitzvah. We have two Shechiyanus, either on a mitzvah or on a Yom Tov. So the question is, what's the Shechiyanu on Purim night? When we make a Shechiyanu, are we making it on the Yom Tov of Purim, or we're making it on the mitzvah of Megillah? We haven't done this mitzvah in 12 months. We're happy to do the mitzvah. So if you assume it's on the mitzvah of Megillah, then we're going to have a big kasha how the Shechiyon on the mitzvah of Megillah connects to the mitzvah Hayom tomorrow. But if it's on the Yom Tov of Purim, so then we could say, like the Netziv said, that since the Shechiyon was on the Yom Tov of Purim, this Yom Tov hasn't come in 12 months. It's not the mitzvah, it's the Yom Tov. And then anything that comes out of the Yom Tov is included, so it could even include the mitzvah Hayom, which happened tomorrow. That was the mahalach that we wanted to suggest. Rabbi Yeruchim has another mahalach over here, number 15. He wants to suggest the following. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, Anupshat. He says, let's go back to our Rambam. What did the Rambam's Lashon? The Rambam's Lashon was very interesting. The Rambam says like this. Tehine kvar hivanu le'eb Lashon Rambam, number 15, right side. The Rambam said, mitzvahs yoimar ba'osar le'nei kfarim v'ayaris, the mitzvah on the 14th day for those people that live in villages and cities, v'yom chamisha osar le'nei krachim, and the 15th for those who live in walled cities, li'yos yoim simcha u'mishte u'mishloach manas le'reyeh u'matal z'vim. They should be days of joy and days of gift-giving and giving to the poor. So Frankie Baruch, a basic kash on this Rambam. V'yesh adaktik. Shalei kosev b'shita she'mitzvah lasi simcha v'mishte b'yom tov. If you look at the Lashon in the Rambam, it's very strange. He doesn't say, you should do this. He says, the day should be this. If we were writing the Rambam, we would have wrote, on the 14th day, do X, Y, and Z. On the 15th day, do this, that, and the other. That's not what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes that the day should be like this. It should be a joyous day. It should be a day of Shalach Manas giving. That's not the way we would have wrote. We would have wrote, you should give Shalach Manas on this day. So, Frank Yibiruchim, why did the Rambam change his normal way of writing? He should have wrote like
that's
he
the way the Megillah writes it. No, you may simcha.
Okay, fine. Now
he's borrowing the language from the Megillah. He's not making this up.
Okay, but says if you look at the Rambam in other places, again, that might not be such a kasha the way Seth is saying it. If you look at the Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he writes mitzvah asay min haTorah leechol matzah b'lo chamisha asa. Over here, he writes by us. I'm still number 15. Ela because of mitzvahs yoyim haPurim hu liyos yoyim simcha umishta umishloach manas l'rei matzal v'yoyim. So he wants to suggest the following idea. Says Yibir Rucha, maybe the Rambam is telling us that they're not so much mitzvahs that you have to do as they are description of how the day is supposed to look. He wants to say that maybe the Rambam is learning that the structure of these mitzvahs hayyim are not the pshat that they're supposed to be done specific individual mitzvahs hayyim, but they're all the makeup of how the day is supposed to look. I'm skipping to the end. And this is where Purim stands out from all the Yom Tovim. The Bishar HaMoyadim Geder HaMitzvahu Shebiyayim HaMoyid Chayv L'Kayim Mitzvah Hayayim. A regular Yom Tov is you have a Yom Tov, the day creates obligations, and you have to fulfill the obligations. It's not stam that the day creates the mitzvahs. It's the day, the structure of the day is the mitzvahs themselves. It's not about doing mitzvahs on Purim. It's about how Purim day is supposed to look. So therefore, he wants the tiny, very gishmak. I could talk and make the Shechiyon one night, because what's the bracha on? The bracha is on the mitzvahs that are all byproducts of the way that Hashem wanted Yudala to look. Ki a mitzvahs, going to ki mitzvahs yom apurim him and hoges atzmei shal yom. They're the way you're supposed to celebrate the day. The nechlel is memeila bebracha shemavarach al atzmei shal yom. So when I make the Shechiyonu at night, the Shechiyonu is talking not going on the mitzvah of Megillah. It's going on the itzume shal yom. It's going on the day. I'll ask me, so why is it different than Lulav and Shofar? The answer is because over here, by Lulav and Shofar, the day creates mitzvahs. But over here, it's the backwards. Here, it's the mitzvahs are the creation of the day. The mitzvahs are the makeup of the day. Therefore, since the mitzvahs are the makeup of the day, the Shechiyonu that I ushered in at the beginning of the Yom Tov, that makes the Yom Tov, that's going to go for all the mahus of the Yom Tov, and therefore, we'll include in that as well the mitzvahs halayla, the mitzvahs hayoyim of the next day.
By the way, Rabbi, that fits in very well in the Lashon of the Pasuk also, because that's why it says, L'kayim es yimeha purim la'ela, the days, in other words, even at night. In other words, I don't understand, why doesn't he say that point? In other words, because according to those, we've shown him that it's only a mitzvah at night, so then it wouldn't fit in. But according to these, we've shown him that it's a mitzvah.
Now again, no, that's not true. Everyone agrees the practical and hagas and mitzvahs do not start during the nighttime. But the bracha that I make at night is on the itzuma shliyim. The bracha that I make at night is on the yom tif, and the yom tif itself has a structure to how it's supposed to look. Now it's interesting that structure doesn't start till tomorrow morning. But that structure.
How do you fit it into the words, though, that we quoted before? Lekai mishmer pur ma'ele bizmanem. Meaning, bizmanem means only the day you can do those mitzvah sayom.
Now, the Gemara learns from bizmanem that Yudal versus Tezvav. That's what the Gemara dashes from the words bizmanem. But we know that the mitzvah sayom are only biyom. The Chiddush Rabbi Yerucham is saying is that even though the mitzvah sayom are practically only during the day, but they stem from the structure of the yomtiv. And the structure of the yomtiv is supposed to look a certain way. When do I usher in the structure of the yomtiv? I usher that in Leil Purim. So when I make the Shachiyonu Leil Purim, that includes in it the Mahus Hayoyim, and that includes in it the mitzvahs that I'm going to do tomorrow. Okay.
Just a quick question. Historically,
Let me just mute everyone. Give me 1 second. Seth, give me 1 second. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Historically, the Ikir Takana was during the day. And the night Megillah was during the day, and then the night one was later added on.
We spoke about this two years ago. Yeah,
I mean, not to pour water on all of this, but is it most likely that the original Takana was saying Shekhar on the day because that's all there was, and when they made the night one, so they said since we're doing it at night, we'll add a Shekhar on there, and they just didn't change the way it was originally set up.
That's very possible, unless you're willing to accept the notion that the Shekhar was on the Yom Tov of Purim, if there is such a thing.
And also, where does Rabbana have the power to create?
Okay, Chaim, give me 1 second, Chaim. Yeah. That's what we'll get to that in a second. We'll see. There's an Eri like that. Rabbi Salvation is going to discuss it. We'll come back to that hopefully in a few minutes. Yeah, Chaim. Sorry.
Am I to understand from all this cannot go like the Magen Avraham, who splits up the bracha, the Shafiyanu. He says specifically in the beginning of the shir, he said only for the Shloch Mana. So he's not learning like this at all, correct?
Why?
Because he's saying that the Shachyon is going specifically on those mitzvahs Hayyim.
Right, that still works. Because we're suggesting...
According to what he's saying, you don't have to say on any mitzvah specifically. It's on the whole Yayin, and whatever there is, it goes on those...
Right. This whole Shtikl Torah, this whole second half of the shir is only in the Rambam, who doesn't acknowledge the fact that you have to be Mechavim for the Shachyon. And Echanami, you're right. According to the Magen Avraham, you'd have to speak it out. According to the Rambam, you don't need it. It's automatically assumed that way. It stems naturally from the Shachiyon. If you look over here quickly in number 17, the Sefer Brichas Mayadecha, so he says the Mahalach that was mentioned earlier. He says maybe a Nupshat. Again, what's the Kasha? How does the Shachiyonu Belayla go on the Mitzvah Hayyim during the day? So he wants to say number 17. Where do the mitzvahs come from? They come from the Megillah. When you read the Megillah, it's like you're being Isaac in these mitzvahs. Just like we know it's shaykh to make a shechianu, even though you're not being mekayim the mitzvah, but you're being asik with the mitzvah. Like it was mentioned earlier, that you can be mekayim the mitzvah, you can make the bracha shechianu at the time of the building the sukkah, even though that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is yeshiva b'sukkah. Why? Because you're being busy with the mitzvah. So this sefer wants to suggest, maybe here also, that when you read the Megillah, that's like considered being asik with the mitzvah, because since the mitzvahs come from the Megillah, therefore, you could suggest that it's considered being asik, I'm being busy, I'm dealing with the mitzvahs hayoyim belayla, and that's enough to be able to make the shechiyon. The Or Avram, Rav Avram Gorovitz, whichever one he is, he has another kasha. He has another whole mahalach. And he asks the gavaldik kasha. Number 18. Yesh la'ayin. Loma nikra shem mesechta zu b'shem zed megillah. You ever wonder why is the mesechta called meseches megillah? V'loy nikra al shem achag dainu purim? Why isn't it called meseches purim? Now, obviously, if you learn Masechet Megillah, you'll know a lot of the Masechet talks about Megillah. That's true. Probably the bulk of the Masechet talks about Megillah and not talk about Purim. Maybe because the Masechet opens up with the word Megillah Nikras. So he says maybe that's why, but he's bothered with Akasha. Why is the Masechet called Megillah and not called Purim? Okay. Another one of those kashas that you can throw out at your Purim Suda. But he comes over to a whole whopper of a chiddush over here. We want to.
Well, even Beitza is referred to the Rishonim as Maseches Yomtiv.
That's right. That's what he writes in the bottom. He says many Rishonim refer to Beya as Maseches Yomtiv. So he wants to say that here also. Why isn't it called Maseches Purim instead of being Maseches Megillah? So he wants to come up with the following, you say, number 19. He says, he wants to say chiddush, which I gratify found a similar mahalach in Rabbi Rucham Olshan as well. The Hainu. The ain kol hani mitzvahs de Purim nechshavim kol echad kemitzvah b'fnei atzmi. we don't really look at the mitzvahs hayom of Purim as independent mitzvahs. El de etzem he mitzvah achasi, they're all one big mitzvah. They get their kol ha mitzvahs to Purim haynu likra kayim as igeris ha Purim. Well, you know what the mitzvah is? Fulfill whatever it says in this book. That's the mitzvah hayom. It's not the pshat that the book told me do X, Y, and Z. The ganze tzivoy is what? Fulfill whatever it says in this Megillah. That's the mitzvah. Not that, again, the practical way to play that out is to do all the mitzvahs. But there wasn't a tzivoy to do the mitzvahs pratius. It was rather a general tzivoy to be mekayim whatever it says in the Megillah. Okay. El the mitzvahs ha-Megillah mislachakes le-beis chalokim. Dino ha-kriya v'kiyum. The mitzvah has two parts. Megillah has the mitzvah to read it and then fulfill what it says in the Megillah. U'kaloshin ha-pasim Megillah sester v'atikos v'es le-kayim es higeres ha-pum e'ila ha-zois ha-shemis. You know what the mitzvah hayom of Purim is? Is do whatever it says in the Megillah. The rak the kiyum zeh meschalach lechama chalokim. The haynu kriyas haMegillah usutas porim shlach monos. But there's a lot of things it says to do in this book. So he wants to tie the ganze mitzvah Purim is what? Follow whatever it says in this book. That's the yisoy dinam hu kiyum igeris haPurim azois.
And that's not to have a ma'isa, a bracha for the ma'isa for that reason. Also.
For what? For what?
No, I'm saying if you follow this mahalach, then that makes sense that you don't have a...
Exactly. If you follow this mahalach, then everything is very gishmak. Right. There's no specific... Again, that's why there's no bracha pratius on shachiyonu, because right. It's not a mitzvah pratius. It's a mitzvah to be mekayim as yigeris ha'elu. That's the whole structure of the mitzvah. And the truth, if you look at number page 3, it's come out before that this in the Maratzchias. The Maratzchias asks this kasha, about why the Rambam doesn't count more mitzvahs. And he writes, he says, V'apratim heim ha-munachem ba'iku, pirish amru, de'ein tzarech levarach shachiyon al-sudu m'shalach manas, b'bnei du hu b'chlal shachiyon ha-dekris ha-megillah, v'chein ha-sudu m'shalach manas heim b'chlal brach ha-sha'osin nisim, d'rach mikoyach ha-neis nischayuv v'mitzvahs eilu v'pashat. Because they're all coming from the miracle. I mean, they're all stamming, they're all stemming from this original experience. And therefore, they're all included in the original bracha. So, meilo lefizeh, everything is gishmak. The shachiyanu and the bracha are all included in the general mitzvah megillah. When you make al mikra megillah, so it's not just on the reading of the megillah, but it's on reading whatever it says in this book and doing. When I'll do it. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it now. I'll do it in 2 days, whenever it is. But the mitzvah is read this book and fulfill whatever it says in this book. Therefore, it's not a kasha anymore of a hefsek, because the bracha is going on the mitzvah of reading and fulfilling whatever it says in this book, and that's a kiyum hamitzvah. Now, there's a whole other mahalach to talk about, which we're not going to go too much into because it's already late. But there is a Mishnah Berurah quotes a very important meiri. Mishnah Berurah quotes number meiri that says like this: V'yeshayimrim number 21. The ro'u levarich zman halayoyim when they talk for shalneis shahayibah. Kind of the Mishnah Berurah, maybe you should make a Shachiyonu on the day, forgetting mitzvahs for a second. Stamaze. Because of the day itself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe you should make a Shachiyonu, forget about the mitzvahs for a second. We're so focused with, why don't you make a Shachiyonu on the Yontif? Maybe Shachiyonu Balayla I'll make on the mitzvahs, and Shachiyonu during the day I'll make on the actual Yom Tov. This is a mahalach in the Pnei Yeshua. We mentioned this in other shurim, that the reason why you're able to justify Shachiyonu during the day is, well, which Shachiyonu is which? One Shachiyonu is on the mitzvah, and one Shachiyonu is on the Yom Tov of Purim itself. So it says Rabbi Salavechik, number 22, Umevor midvarav de Yom Tov Shapur, maschal daf kebiyoyim v'loy b'layla. If you're going to say like this, that the Shachiyonu during the day is not going on the mitzvah sayim, but it's going on the etzem shalyoyim, but doesn't that start the night? So he wants to say, you see from over here, that the Yom Tov of Purim is a very unique Yom Tov. The Yom Tov of Purim doesn't start the night before. The Yom Tov of Purim taka starts in the day. The V'loy b'laylo, l'zet tzorech l'varach shachim al Yom Tov b'yayim. V'loy domi l'sha Yom Tovim shekulim meschilim mehalayla shalafonov. Avo Yom Tov to Purim, eini elo b'yayim ha-Purim. V'melo, if you're going to go like this, Mishnah Berurah, that you're going to say that the shachiyonu that I make during the day has nothing to do with the mitzvahs. The shachiyonu during the day is completely going on the actual Yom Tov, so Ferkta by Salvation, so why didn't you make the Shachiyonu at night? So this is the famous Mahalach we mentioned before. The Shachiyonu at night is going on the Megillah. The Shachiyonu during the day is going on the Yom Tov. Ferkta by Salvation, didn't the Yom Tov start the night before? The Torah says no. There's something unique about the Yom Tov of Purim, that it's Itzuma Shal Yoyim, its actual start of the day is not night, it's that day. And therefore, the shechiyonu that you make.
So why do you lay in the Megillah at night then?
Oh, good. So that's a separate question. That the kiva mitzvah of Megillah is totally in something else than the actual kedushas yom tov of Purim. In 2 years ago, shurim where we spoke about it. But this mahalach of the mishtabru is a whole different mahalach. We're not saying the shechiyonu is reflective of the mitzvah sayoyim, but instead we're saying the shechiyonu is reflective of the yom tov itself. So again, we have a couple of mahalachim to be masber. What is a common practice today in our shuls, that when we read the Megillah during the day, at least in Ashkenazim shul, they have in mind that the Shechiyonah should go on the Kiyum HaMitzvahs. Somehow, some way, it's supposed to work. And what do you do if you hold like the Rambam, that holds that Mitzvahs HaYoyim, that there is no Shechiyonah during the day? So we were Mazber three Mahalchim, how to explain the Rambam Shita. Okay, Rabbi Say, wishing everyone a very Freilichim Purim, a healthy, happy Purim. Everyone should stay safe, get to spend time with their family, enjoy Yom Tov Purim. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll be back together here next Sunday, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, Freilich and Purim, all the best to
Rabbi,
everyone.
Rabbi, before you hang up, yeah. You know who wrote the Birkat Smadach?